We're continuing the shir in Likutei Halachos, Choshen Mishpat, Chelek Aleph, Hilchos, Matzronos, Halacha Dalid. We're in the middle of paragraph Beis. In our versions, it's page 371, the top line of the left-hand column. Rav Nosson Zal started a detailed explanation about the four basic elements of creation: fire, water, air, and dirt, and how they relate to the four levels of creation: inanimate things, plants, animals, and human beings, trying to explain a little bit of how the world operates in order for us to know how we need to operate. We'll continue from where we left off in the previous shir. Alkein, the last line that Rav Nosson Zal said, the last two lines on the previous column were, She'ikar kiyum kol hadvorim sheboilam, the main thing that allows for everything in this world to exist, she'nishavu mehoarba yesoidois, everything in this world which was created from these four basic elements, ikar kiyumam al yidei hachibur v'haharkovo shelahem. The main thing that allows them to exist is the unity between them and how they mix and match, how these four basic elements mix and match together. Kishehem memuzogim bemezeg hashoveh, when they're mixed properly, kifi horoi loisei dovor, based on the object that they're trying to form. If they're forming an oven, you know, a fire of an oven, then obviously the yesoid ha'esh has to be dominant over the yesoid of mayim. If they're trying to form a puddle of water, then the yesoid ha'esh has to be completely dormant, and the mayim has to be stronger, etc. Now, al kein, therefore, ikar kiyum kol ha'olam umaloyoi, the most important thing that allows for the entire world and everything in it to exist and to function, while yidei bechinas hayesoid haposhut, is the basic element, which is shehu hatzadik yesoid olam, which is the tzadik. We mentioned this before, that all the svarim speak about the elements of creation, the four basic elements, esh, ruach, mayim, ofor. However, all of those svarim also tell us that there's another basic element, which is the basic of the basic. It's the yesoid hayesoidos. It's the foundation of all foundations, the root of all roots, and that is the tzaddik. There's a pasuk that says, v'tzaddik yesoid olam, that the tzaddik is the foundation of the world. Ki hu mechaye u'mekayem kulam, because the tzaddik is the one who gives life and existence to all of them. Ki mimenu nimshochim kulam, because all of them draw from and receive from him. V'hu mechabrom umarkivom umemazgom yachad bemezeg hashoveh, he is the one who puts them together and mixes them and unites them in the proper formula. V'oise sholom b'neihem, and makes peace between them. In other words, coordinates them in a way that they can operate together. Shal yidei zeh ikar kiyum kol hadvorim. And this is what allows everything to exist and to function. Now, there are many Jews, observant Jews, who would read these three lines and say, this is kfira, this is not Judaism. What, are you crazy? Everything comes from Hashem. What kind of idiotic nonsense, ridiculous, comes from the tzaddik? What are you talking about? This must be some other religion. The people who say that have not studied the Zohar HaKadosh, Sifrei Kabbalah, Sifrei Hasidus at all. Otherwise, they would know that the Zohar HaKadosh teaches us how Hashem operates. The Sfirois, the Midois of Hashem, they're used to using the word Hashem, period. Then they don't know that there's a concept within Hashem of Chachma and Bina and Chesed and Gvura and Yesoid, and what Yesoid represents, and how all the light from all different aspects of Hashem, from Chachma, Bina, Chesed, Gvura, all of it gets channeled through Yesoid, Nothing reaches this world. Nothing happens unless it goes through the Yesoid. From the Yesoid channels into the Malchus, and the Malchus is the world and everything in it, etc., etc. So again, people making those kind of comments are simply uneducated. If they're lucky, they've studied 3/4 of the Torah. If they did the maximum that they could, they've studied Pshat, Remez, and Drush, which qualifies them, in the words of the Chidah, to be considered a valid mule. A mule, a donkey. The Hebrew word for mule is peret. And the Chidah says those people who dare to ignore the Soid, to ignore the Zohar HaKadosh, to ignore it, that's not part of Judaism. They erase that. They take off the samach from the word pardes. He says they are left with pered. Pered means a mule. And the pasuk says in Tehillim, al tiyu kisus kifered ein hovin. Don't be like a horse, a mule that has no understanding. They think they know the Torah. They know the Torah on a level of chemistry, biology, this. They know it on an academic level. They have no idea that what they're learning is the chitzonius of the Torah. They're studying the body. They're studying biology, which you can study for a million years. But they forgot that there's a battery inside the body. There's an neshama. There's a spirituality to the Torah. And that's found especially in the Sifrei Kabbalah and the Sifrei Chassidus, which are an extension of Kabbalah. So here again, if you take these three lines and you take it out of context, it seems like this is total hypocrisy. What do you mean? Everything comes from the Tzaddik. What about Hashem? You forgot about Hashem? We didn't forget about Hashem at all. Hashem is right above the Tzaddik. Everything that Tzaddik has comes from Hashem. All of us agree with that. But what they don't recognize, they don't know, they're not looking at the world. The Gemara says that the heaven operates similar to things down here on earth. On earth, you have a city. The city has thousands of stores in it. Thousands of stores. And the stores don't produce the stuff. You go into a bakery, 90% of bakeries don't bake. They don't bake. There's a factory, there's an originating plant that bakes. In Israel, you have something called Angel's Bakery, which has, I remember 25 years ago when I moved here, they told us they have 400 workers, the largest bakery in the Middle East. And this Angel's Bakery distributes 3/4 of the bread of the state of Israel. Thousands of bakeries and grocery stores and supermarkets all over Israel that sell bread get it from Angel's Bakery. It says it on the wrapper, Angels, produced in Yerushalayim, this in the street. So you mean there's this guy, Angel, this guy, Mr. Angel, who runs around, he puts on his sneakers in the morning, and he goes to every single one of those 30,000 bakeries and groceries all over Israel? No. There's something called a distributor. There are distributors, and these distributors, they pick up the bread, you know, from the bakery, from the plant, and they distribute it to their 100 stores or 1,000 stores, each one. There's a whole operation. Lahavdil, in Kiddusha, there's a tzaddik, tzaddik yisoid oilam, who is the distributor on behalf of Hashem. Hashem designates him that nothing happens without him. Everything has to go through that Midas HaYesoid. It comes, it originates, everything originates from Hashem. The Tzaddik is 100% subservient and loyal and devoted to Hashem, even though there are certain times when the Tzaddik disagrees with Hashem and overrules Hashem, as the Gemara says in Moed Katan, page 16. The Gemara says, Hashem says, I rule over everything. Who rules over me? Who's my boss? The Gemara says, Tzaddik. It's a pasuk, Tzaddik Moishel B'yiras Elokim. So this is definitely authentic Judaism, what we're learning here. Back inside. Kimachma shehu b'chinas yesoid haposhut. Because of the fact that the Tzaddik is this yesoid haposhut, the simplest yesoid, the most basic of all basics. The word yesoid means element or basic element. The Dalet yesoidos are pretty basic, But there's more basic than them. There's more simple. You can always break things down to its most basic element. And the Yesoid HaPoshut is the Tzaddik. Shehu Poshut B'Tachlis HaPshitus B'li Shum Shinui Klal. This Yesoid is the ultimate in simplicity with no change in it whatsoever. In other words, in the other Yesoidos, there's hot and cold. Fire is hot, water is cold. They're different from each other. And air and dirt are different from each other. The Yesoid, the Midah of Yesoid, is a Yesoid HaPoshut, which has no difference in it whatsoever, no variation. Alkein, therefore, Hu yochoy lechaber kulam v'tzadik yesoid, who is this yesoid haposhut, he's the one who has the ability to unite all the other yesoidos, ulecholalom yachad, to merge them together, lemazgom b'mezek hashover, and again, to mix them in the proper ratios, v'lasois sholom b'nehem, and to make peace between them, to make them function in a positive, constructive way. We know the Gemara says that what is heaven? Shamayim, the word Shamayim. Shamayim is a combination of Eish and Mayim, fire and water. What do you mean? That's impossible. Definitely, it is definitely impossible for everyone except Hashem. Hashem is able to take two opposites, fire and water, and put them together in a healthy, constructive, positive way that makes Shamayim. And again, the Tzaddik, who is this Yesoid HaPoshut, he emulates Hashem. He also coordinates the functionality of these Dalet Yesoidos in the world, in creation, in everything. Afal pi shehem mishunim ma'oid kol echad mechaveroi. Despite the fact that each one of these Yesoidos are very different from the other ones, and their powers are opposite. They oppose each other. Opposite. Fire and water are opposites. Fire will make water disappear, evaporate, and water will extinguish fire. No problem. No problem for Hashem. No problem for the Tzaddik. They can balance them together. They can mix them. They know all the right formulas and all the right things to make them function together, to form a table, to form a chair, to form electricity. Everything in this world is a combination of these elements in a proper formula. Afal Pikein, despite the fact that these four Yesoidas are so different from each other and opposite each other, Afal Pikein, despite that, Me'acha Shebe'emes, Kol Koychoisam Hameshunim, Nimshochem Miyesoid HaPoshut Shein Boi Shum Shinui, because of the fact that these different elements, these totally different elements, originate from something that is not different, from Hashem, who is one. In Hashem, there is no differentiation. It's Yesoid HaPoshut. It's all oneness. V'shom shoyrish kol harbo yesoidos. And that's the root. That's the source of all of these four basic elements, im kol koychoisam, with all of their powers. They all originate from a Hashem Echad, from pure oneness, which again is something that we human beings cannot understand. We can't understand. We can't tell somebody that I can take something that's red and I can make from it yellow, green, purple. You're nuts. Impossible. How can you take something that is one color and make it into... But we know again, with even with science today, they have the ability to do that. You mix a little of this, you add a little iodine to it, and suddenly the thing that was red turns green and turns, but you know, all kinds of different ways to do things. Alkein, therefore, hu meir bohem, Hashem shines into them, umamshich bohem koyach pshitusoy, Hashem and the tzaddik, who is the Yesoid HaPoshut, they shine into these Arba Yesoidos, and they provide them with their power of Pshitus, their original power. Vayedezeh oiseh sholoim b'neihem. And that's how the Tzaddik makes peace between these opposing forces, fire and water, air and dirt. Umemazgon b'mezeg hashoveh, and combines them with a in a balanced way, Sheze iker kiyum kol hadvarim shebo'ilam. And this is the secret behind the existence of everything in the world. Ki kol zman sheharbo yisoides mechuborim yachad be'eze dovor, because so long as these four elements are united in any object, whether it be, again, a table, a chair, a person, a plant, a bird, umisnagim b'mezeg hashove, and they conduct themselves properly with the proper balance, neither one tries to overtake the other one, azay yesh kiyum v'chiyus lo yisei dovor, then that item can continue to exist and be in function. Avol kishin is balbel haseder shebeneim, whereas when the order between them gets mixed up, gets messed up, umizgaber yisoid echod al chaveroi, and one of the elements tries to overtake, tries to have more of it than its share, more than its normal share, mizeh nifsodim v'niskalkalim v'nichlim. That's what causes loss and destruction and spoilage. Ki hakiloyoin, because destruction, hu pirud ho arba yisoidois, is a manifestation of a separation between the four elements. They had an argument and they decided not to cooperate with each other, then whatever item we're dealing with is going to self-destroy, it's going to destroy itself, or be destroyed. V'alkein, and therefore, kol hacholas shebodam, all types of sicknesses and illnesses that people have, bo al yidei machloikes ho'arbo yesoidos, also is caused by a disagreement between the four elements inside the person. She'ein misnagin b'mezeg hashove chas v'shom. They're not functioning in the proper balance. Person gets fever. Suddenly he's got the chills, he's freezing, he can't think. Doctor puts a thermometer in, you have fever. What do you mean? What's fever? Fever is, you're hot. Put your hand on your head, you'll see how. What do you mean? What happened? My head changed? I got a new. No. There's an imbalance taking place inside of you. The Yesoid Ho'esh has broken out of its fence, broken out of its boundaries, and instead of maintaining this and this, Shem, it's turned up the heat. The heat got turned up in your body, and that's why you're sick, or cold, or frostbite, all the different possibilities. Kayadua, as is known, ukemuva mizeh bedivrei Admor Zal, and as Rabbeinu Zal speaks about this in different places in Likutei Moran, that illness, any kind of sickness on the part of a person, or chas sham death, is the result of an imbalance between the dalad yisoides, between these elements that the person is made from. Paragraph Gimel, Nimtza, we see therefore, She'ikr kiyum kol hadvorim sheboilam, hu al yedei hasholoim, shenase al yedei hatzadik yisoidoilam. That the existence, the real existence of everything in this world is dependent on the peace and the balance that's brought about by the tzadik, who is the yisoid of the world, shehu b'chinas bris sholoim. We know that the tzaddik, the mid of Yesoid, is referred to as bris, and bris is referred to in the Torah as bris shalom. Those two go together. The first pasuk in Parshas Pinchas, Hashem says, "Hineni noisein loy es brisi shalom," that because of the great deed loyalty that Pinchas showed to Hashem, Hashem says, "I hereby am going to give him my covenant of peace." Brisi Shalom. So these two go together. The term Shalom goes together with the Midas HaYesoid. Shehu Bechinas Yesoid HaPoshut. The Tzaddik is this Yesoid HaPoshut, the basic of all basics. V'alkein, and because of the fact that the whole existence of everything in the world is dependent on Shalom, now you'll understand why the Gemara says, Loi Motzo HaKadosh Baruch Hu Kli Machzik Brocho LiYisrael, Ela Hashalom, that Hashem has not found any vessel of blessing to give the Jews that's better than peace. The ultimate vessel of blessing is peace. Ki afilu begashmius, because even on a physical, materialistic level, Iker kium kol hadvorim shenisavu me'arbo yisoidos, the real existence of everything in the physical world, which comes from these four basic elements, Hualidei HaSholem, is dependent on peace, that they get along with each other. Dehainu alidei shemisnagin hayisoidos b'mezeg hashoveh, that the elements that are found in whatever item we're talking about, a table, a book, a chair, whatever it is, that they're operating in balance. Each one is standing its ground. Neither one is being eliminated or put out of balance. Ve'ein echod yoytzei chutz legvuloi. None of the elements is going out of its boundary, trying to take over. Ve'einoi mizgaber neged chaveiro, not trying to take over its friend. Ve'zeh nase al yedei hatzadik yisoid oylam. This is accomplished by the tzadik yisoid oylam. What do you mean that Tzaddik has like a zillion computers hooked up to him with wire, you know, and he pushes all the buttons? He don't have to push no buttons. He has to simply do his thing. When he davens, when he puts on his tzitzis in the morning and his tefillin, and he washes his hands and he eats his bread, when the Tzaddik goes about his service of Hashem properly, on his level, automatically, all of these things are taking place. Automatically, all of these things are functioning properly. They're all wired to him. They're all plugged into him. And everything is dependent on him. Everything is coming from there. Shal yodoi ikar hasholim. Through him is the whole balance and peace between everything. That's begashmius. Mikolshkein beruchnius. How much more so? If we talk about spirituality and in spiritual terms, le'inyan hamidois hanimshocha meho arba yisoidois, if we talk about the character traits which are based on these four elements, anger is a display of fire. Anger is fire. It's called smoke coming out of his nostrils. When somebody's angry, it's fire. Depression is associated with dirt, earth. All the different, the Sifrei Kabbalah and Sifrei Hasidus show exactly how these line up, how these match up. So therefore, the Midos, Hanimshochem Me'arba Yesoidos, which come from, which receive their energy from these basic elements, V'chol Mido Klula Mikulam, and each one of the Midos has all four of these Yesoidos in them, Kas has water in it. It's just that the water is subservient and botel to the fire. The fire is much higher than the water. That's why it displays itself in a heat, in a passion. But it's got to have water in it also. A human being who is passionate doesn't mean he doesn't have any water in his body. You'll check him, you'll see he's 80% water. Most human beings, you know, majority of our existence is water. So when a person loses his temper, the water just disappears? No. But the yisoid ho'esh is mizgaber over the mayim. And that's what causes this imbalance, which manifests itself in the form of an outburst of anger, somebody losing their temper. Utsrichin leida eich lehisnaheg b'chol mido. And a person needs to know and understand how to deal, how to address each and every one of these midos, these character traits, levarer hatoiv mimeno, to extract the good from it, to take the good from it. Passion is a good thing. It's a healthy thing when the passion is in the right place and to the right degree, to the right measure. Levarer hatoiv mimena, to pick out the good from it, ulevaer hora, and to destroy the negative aspects of it, the harmful, destructive aspects of it. Shebevadai yefsher leida eich lehisnai b'chol amidos. And it is most definitely impossible for a Jew to know how to deal with all of these character traits, ki im al yedei hatzadik ho'emes, other than through the guidance and direction of the true tzadik, shehu bechinas yesoid haposhut. Who is this yesoid haposhut? Shehu bechinas hanohor hayoytzei me'eden. The Zohar HaKadosh refers to him as the river that flows from Eden, Shehu Mashkes Hagan, which waters the garden. What is the garden? All the souls of the Jewish people. There's a pasuk, Revovo ketzemach hasoda nesaticha. I've made you plentiful like the vegetation of the earth. So all the souls of the garden, who waters the garden? Who's the gardener? The gardener is the tzaddik oemes. He's the one who feeds energy and life and controls and maintains the garden to make sure it's functioning properly. Shehu mashke es hagan. He waters the gan. The Zohar HaKadosh says, do oiraisa. One of the interpretations of what the gan is that the gan is the Torah. Sheklula mikol hamidois. The Torah is a combination of all the different midois. Chesed, gvura, teferes. The Torah has all of them inside of it. She'efsher leida eich lehisnai b'chol hamidois. It is impossible for a person to know how to conduct themselves with all of these midois. Shehem klal kol haTorah, which is pretty much what the whole Torah is about. We know, for example, when it comes to parents, there are two mitzvahs in the Torah. There's kabed es avicha v'simecha, there's show respect to your parents, kovod, and there's a mitzvah of ish imoy va'aviv tiro, to fear and to respect parents, the kovod and yira. The Gemara has a whole breakdown. What is kovod? What is yira? Yira means don't. Don't do that. Don't sit in his chair. Don't speak before him. Don't. A whole list of don'ts. Kovod is bring him water, do all kinds of positive mitzvahs. So again, this is positive, this is negative. This is chesed, this is gevura. This is giving, this is refraining, abstaining from. Don't do this, don't do that. This is an example of how the Torah has in it all the different midos. The Torah has chesed in it and gevura, giving charity, etc., and not showing kindness, erasing Amalek, kill Amalek. Dloisirtzach, and a mitzvah to kill in certain. Habola, hargacha, hashkin, vahargoi. Somebody approaches you to kill you, kill him first. All these different midos. So Rav Nosson Zal says, She'efsher leida eich lisnai b'chol amidai shem klau kol atoira. It's impossible for a person to know how to conduct themselves regarding all the midos, which are basically what the whole Torah is all about. Asher hi chayenu, the Torah which is our life. V'chiyus kol hadvorim sheboilam, and the Torah is the life force of everything in the world. Ki im al yedei hatzadik yisoy doilam. Without the guidance and the assistance of the tzadik. Shehu yisoyd kol hamidois, which we saw earlier, the tzaddik is the yisoyd of all the midois, hanim shochem arba yisoydes, which come from the four basic elements. Shehu yoydea lemazgom ulechabrom, he's the one who knows how to mix them, how to unite them, velasay sholim b'neim, how to maintain peace between them, levarer mikol mido mido hatoyv behem, to extract from each and every mida the good aspect of it, ulehisnaig bohem b'mezik hashove, and to conduct oneself with them with the proper balance, hakoil be'itoy ubizmanoy, each thing in its time and in its proper time and its proper place. In order that a person should be zoche to exist and to live a true life according to the Torah. The only way a person will be able to know all of that is from the tzaddik. And this is really what energizes, what gives life to all of the worlds, not just our world. Sheklulim me'arbo yesoidos. Because the other worlds, the world of the angels, the world of the throne of Hashem, are also comprised from these four basic elements. Kigam ho'olamos ho'elyonim, Rav Nosson Zal says, because even the upper worlds, heim bebechinas ho'arba yesoidos, are also related to these four basic elements, Shehem Bechinas Arba Oisiyos Hashem, which correspond to the four letters of Hashem's name, Yudkei Vavkei. Kemuva Biksovim, as is explained in the writings of the Arizal, Shearbo Oilomois, that the four worlds, Atzilus, Bria, Yetzira, and Asiya, Heim Bechinas Shoyrish, Ho'arba Yesoidos. They are the roots. They are the origin of these four basic elements: fire, air, water, and earth. Shesharosham Arba Oisias Hashem, which are rooted in the four letters of Yud Kei Vav Kei, Ayin Shom. Look over there in the writings of the Arizal, so you'll see that this concept of Arba Yesoidos applies even in the upper worlds. Alkein. So now Rav Nosson Zal made it perfectly clear that the world is created from these four basic elements, and the four basic elements draw their life and energy from the single basic element, the Tzadik Yesoid Olam. He is over all the elements, over everything, and he represents Sholem. He's the one who knows the correct balance and the correct functionality of all of these different elements, and he's the one who's responsible for all of them. And Rav Nosson Zal said, and therefore none of us can expect to know how to live properly in this world without the Tzadik Emes. Al kein tzrichin levakesh ulehispalel ulehischanein harbe lefnei Hashem Yisborach. Therefore a Jew has to beg and plead and daven a lot to Hashem, shenizke lehiskarev lehoroish bayis ha'amiti, to be zeche to come close to the true boss of the house, the true head of the household, which is the Tzadik Emes. Ki ho'olam bechlal hu kemoi bayis. Because the world as a whole is like a house. It's a home. She'ikr kiyumoi k'shiyesh le'roish. And all of us know that a house or a home can only succeed and function properly if it's got someone in charge, if it's got a head of the household who's responsible for the household to see, is the heat working? Is the air conditioning working? Did we pay our heating bill? Did we pay our electric bill? Otherwise you come home, there's no lights, there's no heat, there's no this. Is there food in the refrigerator? Did they run out of milk? I better make sure to go get milk. There's got to be a Rosh Bayis who's overseeing everything and making sure that everything is there in the proper balance. The Hainu Rosh Bayis, this is the Rosh Bayis, Bechinas Bala Bayis, the master of the house. The Tikkun Ezer says that this is found in the word Bereshis. The first word in the Torah, Bereshis, is made up of two words, Rosh Bayis, to tell us that this is what the world is all about. There's a bias, there's the house that Hashem created, and there's a Rosh Bayis. There's someone in charge in every single generation. There's a tzaddik who is over everything, 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 everything. Kedei sheyanig habayis v'chol ha'shaboy koroi, so that he'll conduct the house, lead the house, and everything in it properly. Ulesader hakoil al makoymo horoi, to make sure everything is in its proper place. Ulahashgiach al tikun habayis v'chol ha'shaboy, and to supervise, to oversee the house and everything in it. Lahavdil, a tiny example. Yesterday, I visited a soup kitchen in Yerushalayim, which there's a close friend of mine has the privilege of donating money to found this kitchen and to support it, etc. So we went to see it. While we were there, one of the things that this soup kitchen does is they bought these machines, which you can put sandwiches and other things in the machines. Usually you buy a sandwich in a machine, it costs 15 shekel. Here they sell it for 3 shekel. So that for people who can't afford, people who are struggling to put food on the table, they're not getting a handout, a freebie. They're paying for it. They feel more like a human being. They're buying. They're just shopping in a different store. Some people shop in Lord & Taylor's and Saks and Fifth Avenue, and I'm shopping in my store. You pay 30 shekel for a sandwich, I pay 3 shekel for the same sandwich, and maybe mine tastes better than yours. So what happened was, because of the rains, the heavy rains recently in Yerushalayim, unfortunately, it brings out, here again, when there's an imbalance, too much rain, too little this, when there's a change in the weather, it affects things. This change in the weather brought mice out of their holes. And what happened was that mice tried to get into this machine, food, that they're looking for food. They're also looking for food. They're also shopping. So again, when was this noticed? The person who was going to fill up the machine, when he was in the, he noticed, he saw something jump out of, he saw So he realized, problem, we got to call an exterminator. We got to deal. We got to find the hole. We got to see what's doing here. You see that nothing in this world can function unless there's a Rosh Bayit. There's got to be somebody in charge, responsible, overseeing to make sure everything is in its proper place. And this is constant. It's not you do it once and it's gone. It's all the time. So that's the world. The world as a whole is a bias and it needs a Rosh bias. And so too each individual person who bechinas oilam koton. Each and every single human being is a microcosm of the whole world. Each person is a world. The Gemara says, how come Hashem created millions of trees and millions of birds and man, he created one. He started with one. The Gemara says to teach us that each person is a world. A person is a world. You save a person, you saved a world. You destroy a person, you destroy the whole world. So a person is called Olam Katan, a miniature world. Bechinas bias. So each person is a bias. V'tzorech sheyeh lo roish. And a person has to have a leader, a manager. Bechinas bala bias. The person who's the master of the bias, Sheyane goisoy koroi, who will lead him properly, who will manage him properly, begashmius uberuchnius, on a physical, materialistic level, and spiritually. Sheyeda lahanig kol hoaboy soidois, who will know how to manage the four, all four different elements, shemehem kol hamidois, which define all of the character traits of the person. Lahanig ulasader hakoil koroi bemezek hashova, to manage and organize everything in the proper balance, ba'ofen sheyisnayeg hakoil al pi haTorah, so that everything that this person is doing, he's doing according to the Torah. Sleep, of course you have to sleep. Person can sleep 13 hours a day, or 4 hours a day, or 6 hours a day. You need a Rosh Bayis to be able to guide you to know what's the proper amount to sleep. That my body won't break down, I won't get sick. So on one hand, there's some people who think they'll sleep 2 hours a night and they're getting away with it. And it works for a day or two. Then he collapses and he's in the hospital for 6 months. So he says, wow, here I thought I gained 6 hours and instead I lost 6 months. Miscalculated a little bit. Slight miscalculation. So a person needs a proper balance in everything in their life, begashmius and baruchnius. And for that, you need a manager. What do you mean I can't manage myself? I can't figure it out myself? The answer is most people, unless you are the tzaddik emes, the one who, unless you understand, unless you know all of this perfectly, you know exactly how the dalad yesoides function and all the midos that are derived from it, everything. If you know all of that, then you don't need a manager. If you don't know, then you do need guidance. You need the guidance of the tzaddik. In order that everything should function al pi haTorah, based on the Torah, asher hi chayenu, which is our life, asher hideze miskaimim hakoil, and that's what allows everything to continue to exist, to continue to function. Now Rav Nosson Zal comes to the punchline. The Alkain, and therefore, based on this introduction I just gave you, sonui hamachloikes ma'oid. Fighting, conflict, disagreement is despicable, is a terrible thing, it's very terrible. Bifrat kishecholkin chas v'sholom al tzadik o emes ukshei radoer, especially when people are fighting against and in conflict with the true tzadik, or the truly religious people of the generation who are close to the tzaddik. Ki kefi hamachloikes shecholek echod im chaveroi, because to the degree, based on the disagreements and the conflict that one person has with another person, kein nase pirud bein hu arba yisoidos, that also affects a separation, a split, between these four basic elements of creation. Kineskalkel hasholim shebeneim, because the peace between them, the balance between them has become messed up, By the fact that people are fighting. When people are fighting and in disagreement, you get all kinds of imbalances. People start doing nutty, crazy things, spilling water on each other, setting fire to each other, all kinds of imbalances in these Arba Yesoidas. Ki kol odom viodom yesh lo yachizo ba'ois miyuchod ubemido miyuchedes ubeyesoid proti. Now Rav Nosson Zal explains and clarifies. Each and every individual person is connected to a specific letter in the Torah or in the Aleph Beis. Ubemido miyuchedes, and each and every single person is connected to a particular midah. This person is chesed. This person is gvura. This person is netzach. Ubiyesoid proti, and each and every single human being is connected to a particular yesoid. This person is plugged into fire. This person is plugged into air. Even though we learned earlier that every person has all four yesoides in him. Every single person has everything inside of them. But still, Iker achizosoi b'yesoid proti ubemida miyuchedes. Each person leans to a different, a certain direction. The Gemara speaks about Shammai and Hillel. The Gemara describes Shammai as kapdon. Shammai was always strict, judgment, no comes easier than yes, etc. And the Gemara gives examples, tells stories about a person who was trying to come close to Yiddishkeit, a convert who wanted to come close, and Shammai threw him right out as far as he could throw him. And Hillel said, step right up, buddy, come on in, come right in, we're ready for you. Two complete opposites. Both religious Jews, both rabbis, both tzaddikim, and yet extremely opposite, different from each other. And again, the Sifrei Kabbalah explain that Shammai came from Din, comes from the side of Din. That doesn't mean he doesn't have chesed in him. Of course he has chesed. But he leans, the prevailing item inside of him is Din, Gvura. Hillel leans to the opposite side. V'al kein yesh shinuyim gedoilim b'tivei b'nei adam u'b'midoy seyem. And this is why we find that there are major differences in the natures of people. This person likes Florida. This person likes hot climate. This person wouldn't go there for $1 million. He's in Alaska. He would can't stand the heat. He can't wait till the summer's over and winter shows up. They're different in nature, ubemidoiseim, and they're different in their midos, in their character traits. Ki ze keneged chaveroi b'chinas eish. Because this person, compared to that one, he's fire. The chaveroi, and the other person, compared to him, b'chinas mayim kenegdoi, is water compared to him. Utsrichin sheyihye sholoim b'neihem. However, the mission statement is, peace. The goal is for them to all be able to exist in peace. Ki ikar hashalom hu bein shnei hafochim. Because true peace is only when you're dealing with opposites. True peace is fire and water. Peace isn't when you have two people who think exactly alike and they love each other and they agree with each other. That's not called peaceful coexistence. Peaceful coexistence is when you have two people who are as different from each other as night and day, and despite that, each one can respect the other one. They can agree to disagree. They can agree to disagree. They can be married and we don't agree on everything, and that doesn't stop us from living under the same roof, helping each other in every way we possibly can, despite the fact that we don't agree on everything. She likes meat, I like dairy. She likes it. Big deal. Avol kishenesoyer chas v'shalom achloikis b'neihem. But when a conflict arises between them, azay nesoyer machloikis b'shoroshe hayesoidos. That also affects the source, the basic elements, shehim nechozim bohem, which they're connected to, the fire, air, and water, and dirt. And when there arises a conflict, a disagreement between the basic elements, mizeh bo chas v'shalom kol hachurbonos, that's what causes all types of destruction, v'chol hacholas chas v'shalom, and all types of sicknesses and diseases, rachmono litzlan. Ki hakol kefi pirud ho arba yesoides chas v'shalom. It all is caused by the degree of conflict and separation between those four basic elements. When the four basic elements are working, functioning together, coordinated properly, everything's cool, everybody's healthy, the country is thriving, everything is wonderful. When there's a conflict, when a machloikas breaks out, it leads to destruction, illness, and disease. Because when the four elements are not functioning with the proper balance, then there each one is pushing the other one, each one is fighting with the other one. And each one becomes an enemy, an opposing force to the other one. Because the fire starts trying to overtake the water. V'hamayim negedo esh, and the water is trying to douse the fire. V'chein ashar, u'mizeh bo kol hachurbonos v'chol atzoris chas v'shalom. And this is the source of all destruction and all suffering. V'zeh b'chinas churban beis hamikdosh. This is the whole story of the destruction of the bias, the most important bias, the beis hamikdosh. Shehizgabru mo'orei esh keneged mo'orei oyer. Rabbein Azal speaks about this in the second half of Likutei Moharan, chapter 67, that there's light and there's fire. And those two are opposites, direct opposites. On the first day of creation, which is Chesed, the first one of the 7 days of creation, which corresponds to the first one of the seven midos Chesed, what did Hashem create? Light, oyer. And Shabbos, which is the ultimate light, we bring in the Shabbos with light. The woman lights the candles, lahatlik ner shel Shabbos. When Shabbos leaves, Shabbos, which is the source of blessing and kindness and all goodness, when Shabbos leaves, how does it leave? In fire. Boire mo'ire ho'esh. Fire was created on Saturday night, is when Adam Rishon discovered fire, made fire for the first time. So Rabbeinu Zal shows there that fire and light are opposites. The Beis HaMikdosh was a Migdal Oyer, a tower of light. The Beis HaMikdosh was destroyed when the Mo'irei Eish overtook the Mo'irei Oyer, when the fire replaced and swallowed up the light. V'hechrivu es habeis hamikdosh. V'hakoil al yidei shepogmu b'arba yisoydois. How did it come about? By the Jews messing up in the four basic elements, b'midoiseihem, in their character traits, v'tavoiseihem horois, and their evil desires. V'ho'ikar, and the most important factor was, al yidei hamachloikis. The conflict, the fighting, the infighting. Ubifrat shecholku al tzadikei emes, especially when they took it to a level of fighting against the true tzaddik. They murdered Zechariah Hanavi, rachmono litzlan, other things that happened. Ukemashom Rabbi Senezal, as the Gemara says in Shabbos, page 119, loy chorvo Yerushalayim at shehushvu bo kotoin vegodol. The city of Yerushalayim was not destroyed until the little guys and the big guy thought they're equal to the big guys. You're not my dad, but big deal, dad, on a first name with dad. I call him Chaim and Yankel, and there's no separation between father and son. We're equal, we're all equal. And no separation between rabbi and student, everybody's all equal. Ubizu talmidei chachamim, and they insulted the rabbis. V'gam omru, and the Gemara tells us, she'ikar churban bayisheni, that the first Beis HaMikdash, there were other factors, idol worship, gili arayis. When it came to the second Beis HaMikdash, the main thing was, hoyayidei sinas chinam, unwarranted hate. Ki alidei sino umachloikis, befrat kishechulchem al tzadikei emes, because when there's hate and conflict, especially when it's directed against the true tzaddik, shemehem ikar hachibur varkova shal arbisoides, who are the ones who are responsible for holding together the world. They're the ones who are holding together all the four elements, the true tzaddik. Sheze ikar kiyum hakoil, that's what allows everything to exist. Ukeshecholkim aleihem, when we fight against them, azay nase machloikes ben harabai yisoidos, then there becomes a conflict between the four basic elements. Vazay metzirim zeloze, and then they start opposing each other. Umize boim kol hachurbonos chasashon, and this is what causes all kinds of destruction. Vaydeze nechrav beis hamikdosh, this is what destroyed the beis hamikdosh. Bechinas vayotzes eish betzion vatoichal yesoidoiseho. Kemuva baternal. Look at this pasuk that Rabbeinu Zal quotes over there in Likut Imran. Hashem set fire to Tzion, to the city of Yerushalayim, and it destroyed yesoidoiseho, the yesoidois, the basic elements, the foundations. We'll continue from here, Mitzvah Hashem, in the next shir. Ki ha-beis hamikdosh.